Thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
It's time for some bizarre news with blind journalist Paul Bryce, and he brings us these stories from all around the world. And after your last bunch of stories, I'm almost frightened to ask, what have we got this week?
For anybody who didn't hear it, subscribe to the podcast. Let's get some more subscriptions in there.
Yeah, just go afternoon edition and check out Bizarre News if you want to find out last week.
It's well worth it, folks. But I would say they're not quite as interesting this week, but they're still good value, I think, I hope.
Well sold.
Thank you. We're going to start in Dubai this week.
Very hot.
Very hot. And the Sultan of Dubai was left with a bit of a red face.
With the sunshine?
Well, probably with the sunshine, but he does a spot checks on the civil service just to see they're all happy and working and up very early on a Sunday morning, because Sunday is a working day in the Emirates, in all the Emirates. So where we would have Sundays off, they don't. And he did a very early morning inspection, 7:30, bright and early, walks into the main central offices of the civil service, nobody there.
Oh.
Yes. Empty desk upon empty desk.
Well, he made a mistake in not telling them it was a spot check.
Yeah, if ever there was a day not to turn up late for work, that was it.
So what happened?
Well, 9 very senior civil servants were advised to retire.
No.
So read into that what you will. And I like the statement from the Sultan's spokeswoman, who said, "We're not going to go after the employees if their bosses haven't turned up."
Well, that's leading by example.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And apparently this is quite common. He does this quite a lot, just to make sure that everything is ticking along to the admired international standard.
Well, they can't be doing it that often, or else they wouldn't get caught out, wouldn't they?
Well, there you are. Maybe he will be from now.
Interesting. Well, that'll be a lesson.
Indeed, to all of us. You won't find me at work at 7:30 on a Sunday morning, though, I can tell you that.
Or any other morning.
Oh!
7:30. Paul Bryce, come on.
In the evening, perhaps. Now, a new destination for us this week. Tonga. I think that's how you say it. Tonga in the Pacific Islands. Well, they have just discovered the skate park, which they're quite popular in this country. Basically, people who do strange things with skateboards and remarkable sort of backflips and wheelies and basically thrill-seeking.
My cousin Stephen came third in the Scottish Championships many years ago.
Did he?
Oh, yeah.
Did he?
Yeah, he was quite a skateboarder.
Well, there you go. You mean he isn't now, or he's just moved on from skateboarding?
Well, he's an artist now. You can't mix the two of them.
No. No, it could be alternative art.
Excuse me, yeah.
But this was inspired by an American couple who emigrated to Tonga, and they saw that young people didn't really have chance to be young people. They're quite strict in Tonga, and of course the only spare time they had, they were leading themselves away into a murky world of crime and drugs and all sorts of things like that. So this couple decided they would build a skate park, and seemed to be having quite a dramatic effect on, you know, those statistics of drugs and crime and all that sort of thing.
It's fantastic when you hear that they're actually trying something similar to this down south, down in Manchester, way down in nearer your neck of the woods, actually.
I'm sure residents of Manchester would be delighted to have been put in this southern half of the country.
Well, it's more southern than where I am.
Relative, I know.
Yes. And anyway, they're trying some things like this as well and getting an interest. Basically, to keep children occupied and give them something to really focus into. And it seems to be going really well, yeah. So, well done.
Well done, them, indeed. Now, I'll approach the next subject quite delicately.
For once?
For once. South Korea. We go to next for this story, and it's a government drive to basically increase their population.
Uh-huh.
I thought that would elicit a...
I've got my pen ready.
Yes, because they're a bit worried that, people just aren't having very many children. So they've decided that, whereas at one time people who were wanting to access fertility treatment... it was only open to those on low wages, which I suspect is most of the population, is now open to everybody. And other incentives include people with three or more children being earmarked for first pick of childcare and all that sort of thing, and extra paternity cover and all that sort of thing. So they're really giving people incentives to go out and have children.
Because when you look at South Korea, and what's the name of the capital of South
Seoul?
Seoul, and you look at that, and it looks like a space age place.
Yes.
You know, you had to, and it's so, you know, obviously so near to North Korea, where it's a completely different way of life over there. But so they're incentivizing having kids?
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm. Well, there you go.
Not really much else you can say to that, is there?
Not on air.
No, you put the pen down.
It's funny how countries do this, don't they? Because China's been doing something, haven't they, fairly recently as well, to try and...
Yeah, they're going away from the one-child policy because they had so many at one time and it was...
Just make up your mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? And then they say there's too many elderly people in certain countries now. The population's getting old. You can't win.
No.
I can't help being old.
No.
Eh?
What? Now, let's talk money, because I know neither of us have much.
No.
But imagine this, in Sweden, people in Sweden have seemed to have forgotten that they had some currency changes as of June. There's a total of £1.1 million worth, that's the equivalent of krona, if you like, that is invalid. So people are being encouraged to turn in all their banknotes.
So they've maybe got it stuffed in jars and...
Yeah, and wherever. And the problem is they're running towards a deadline which is coming in, which basically means if they don't do it and they've still got all this stuff, they could be done for money laundering.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
So...
Well, come on, you Swedish people.
Yes.
Wake up.
Yeah, okay, get sorted out. Yeah. Oh, that's not good.
Is that, I don't know if I've ever told you this now. But,
you're going to confess on air.
Well, no, you're making it into something that isn't. I never told you I've got a coin collection, did I?
Yes, you have. I'm sure you've mentioned it before.
Well, see, and I don't have notes, though. I don't collect notes.
No, I don't know any people who collect notes. I think once people get notes, they tend to spend them as opposed to keep them.
Yeah, but I don't even know why I began telling you this story. It's quite bizarre. So,
well, there you are. That's the reason.
But that could be a lesson to us all if we're having a change of currency and changes of coins and notes and things, as we're in the process in this country as well. Don't hang on to your old notes until you find out, you know.
Yeah, it's too late.
Yeah, they might become invalid. Yeah. And you don't want a sick £5 note.
No.
You know, that's invalid.
No, invalid. Oh, get out.
Now, if you have anything that you would like to say to us, we would like to hear it.
I wonder what you'd like to say. Search for RNIB Connect Radio and you'll find us there.
Get in touch.
Please do.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.